This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey, bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck.
Hey,
it's Kitty Cat Cappuccinista.
It's Patrick Owen Regan Esquire, because I went to law school, bitch.
Congratulations on going to law school. And congratulations. This is Seek Treatment.
Podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love.
We're live in the studio with the one, the only, Lucas Gay.
I'm so excited to be back.
We have to get into it. You just got a FaceTime call from 18 people at once.
18 middle-aged women.
Because I'm obsessed.
We're dear friends. I'm online dear friends with your listeners from your previous episode will know that you have a friend called Cole.
Yes.
Yeah, and Cole's important to us.
Cole's really important.
A friend called Cole would be such a good name for
a friend called Cole.
A friend called Cole.
It's like A Man Called Otto, the sequel.
Oh, I don't know that.
Oh, it's like the Tom Hanks movie. Never mind, forget it.
That looks not.
I don't know what anything is.
That looks not.
I don't know who anyone is. I don't know what anything's about. And so you said Cole is calling.
Cole is calling.
But what actually happened was.
Not Cole is calling.
Yes, Cole is calling.
I wish Cole is calling. Love Cole too.
Love Cole. Love all Coles.
Yeah.
I have only Cole's good style. Feelings.
Have you seen
Cole's
play?
I have to go to New York.
Oh my God. Best play. I saw it three times. Best play I've ever seen in my life.
Funniest thing on earth.
Funniest thing ever made.
I have to see it.
Well, you have to see it.
Genie and a bottle.
Genius. But other Cole called.
So another call called in, but there were seven people on the line of all different varying ages.
It was from all walks of life.
Yeah. All walks of life.
And that's something that happens to you typically.
Yeah,
You were so casual about it. You go, hey, guys.
Yeah, no, I'm like constantly on a group chat.
I'm jealous. Like they live in your phone.
They live in my phone. I'm always alone, but I'm always with them.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know what I've recently experimented with? Marco Polo.
That is for famous people. I feel like all my famous friends are like, Marco Polo me.
What's Marco Polo?
You're famous? You don't do Marco Polo?
I'm like, C-list.
It's, no. You're like,
an ex.
It's honestly for famous, like, millennials. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, you might be too young.
You're too young.
Mm. What? I love
congratulations.
That. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, first of all, Marco Polo is boring because, like, if you aren't in the mood to watch it.
But you know what you could do with it? I just learned. You could have the videos play at 2.5 times speed.
Oh, that changes the game.
Oh, great.
Now, question, Lucas. Tell me. How did that... And now, first of all, we're both hungover, which is incredible.
I'm deathly hungover.
That's so present.
I'm unwell.
We're both
not.
I need to go to rehab.
How did that group chat come together? Like, how did y'all... who started the thread?
Oh, God, I think
I... Who started a thread? Got the whole world crying.
Wait, also, can we talk about gay threads, which I've been listening to?
No.
I learned about from you. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm off.
I literally have no idea whatever, every time you bring it up.
Honestly, the slime, the kudos for saying that mama meme. Like,
I learned about at a dinner.
It brought me back to Twitter because I had what I wanted to post. So I went back to Twitter and now I'm like, maybe this is just better.
I actually missed Twitter. I never thought I'd
threads
say that.
I'll still do once in a while, but like,
sure.
I don't really care about it. I will say I'm trying to live my life off IG right now, but then
I
it does
that.
Make you feel like a loser.
Why?
Does it? Because then you go on and everyone else has been posting. Everyone else is like, look, I'm doing.
Throughout the event.
There are people in my orbit that'll do a grid post every day. Yeah. A good post every day.
Psychotic.
Right.
That's not well.
I think I do them most days.
You do a grid post, a grid post most days.
I'll throw up like a stand-up clip to the wind and be like, maybe this will make a difference. maybe this will make something happen.
I don't know. Like, I went to, you know, there's owls at the Silver Lake Reservoir.
Real ones?
There's real owls.
That's awesome.
Babies. That. There's three babies.
Awesome sauce.
There's three babies that are either triplets or close in age. And then there's obviously one parent figure. It's not clear if it's a single mom who works too hard.
Or if
it's like a single dad who's been widowed. A widower.
Are there any famous triplets?
Oh, yeah, do you know about famous triplets? We're on a quest for them.
I know about... I just recently watched Quintuplets. Remember that Disney Channel movie?
No.
Oh.
Do you remember the girl with the dimple in her chin? It was like in Halloween.
I remember that girl.
Okay. What just happened?
Debbie Allen.
Rochelle. I need to get out.
No, not Debbie Allen.
Cancel this interview.
This town. It's all smoke and mirrors, this town.
It's all
smoke and
mirrors.
Isn't that symbolic, though?
Right.
It's kind of gorgeous.
I just got to LA and immediately it crumbles in front of my eyes.
I know that girl. I know exactly the girl you're talking about.
Yeah, she was like in everything. But anyway, there's a movie about her being a quintuplet.
Did she play five parts?
She played all five parts.
She's awesome. Really?
No, that'd be iconic, though.
She watched Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan and said, hold my drink. Yeah. I recently was shown an image of, I think this is fine to say, a woman who is pregnant with quadruplets. And I don't know if it's because the point is like, she was like, look at how my stomach is being pregnant with a quadruplet. It was crazy. Like, quadruplets weren't all like crowded together. It was like they were all in a line coming out.
Oh my God.
Honestly, it looked like a large hot dog coming out of her abdomen. She literally had to kind of carry it around.
I know someone who gave birth to quadruplets, and she said they were like in her back. Like it went all the way around.
Oh, one's in my back.
She was like, oh, there's so much.
Oh my God, I can't.
Can you imagine if that's my path?
And one slips down to your butt by accident. And you
I'm worried because I'm not worried. Not about that. All right, go.
I like how you were worried about getting canceled.
Yeah, for sure.
I guess there's a woman
who's pregnant with about the quadruplet?
Yeah, what about this?
Oh, I guess babies? My whole... This is why I was worried about the big cancellation is because my whole point is her stomach looked weird. And that's why I'm scared.
And I was trying to piggyback on that and say, Lucas, how are you today?
I'm feeling positively hungover.
What did you do last night?
I went to dinner with a group of people, and then I went to a party, like a real LA,
kind of party?
Like a real like kind of LA staple.
Where was the event?
It wasn't an event. It was just like a house. I haven't done this in a while. I'm real keep to myself kind of.
Totally.
Even when you say I went out to dinner, to me, when you go out to dinner, this is what's happening. You're going out to dinner, that my mind's going to, you're in a party bus with Meg Stalter hanging upside down like that.
I
want to hang upside down with Meg Stalter. We did get a limo bus to Chili's one night, and it was the best night of my life. And Chili's sponsored me and gave me like gift cards for life.
Are you serious?
No, let's get chicken crispers.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Let's get a chicken, honey chicken.
I used to be so jealous of my friend in high school because his girlfriend's mom was obsessed with Chili's and she was
obsessed.
Me doing the math.
So he would go with their family to eat at Chili's like three nights a week.
And I like did too, for sure.
We weren't like a restaurant family because we had so many kids. And then like if we, like one time we went to Applebee's as a family and it was clear that like, my mom didn't want to be a regular thing.
Table for eight.
So she kept being like, oh my God, see how the plates are hot? Like, that means like it's been under a heat lamp.
Oh.
And so, like, that was always why we couldn't go back to Applebee's, but really, they didn't want to pay for like everyone to get like wraps.
Yeah.
But whatever.
It must have been so crazy going out with that many people.
It just was like, yeah.
Yeah, I was.
I'm being so boring.
No, you're not. I feel like I have no personality. I'm dying right now.
I want to hear about the party.
The party was.
Did you kiss anyone?
I didn't kiss anyone.
Are you on the prowl?
I'm open.
Yeah.
I'm not like actively looking, but if it falls into mama's lap,
totally.
He's down. You know what I mean?
Bounce.
I'm like, hell yeah. I can bounce.
If it falls into the lap,
I'm not saying no.
Yeah.
Did you wear a good outfit to the party?
I wasn't a great outfit, to
be honest.
Were
you just like, I don't even care. I'm like, who knows what could happen tonight? Like, I'm not even planning on it.
I literally had no idea. Well, I was told that it was, I was told it was somebody's birthday party. And then I like walked in and it was like Tobey Maguire and Chris Brown. Like was the That's first so two people I random. Walked. It was the most random party.
We just had Tobey on the pod.
Did you really? Wow. I would have died. He was actually really nice.
Yeah.
Of course. I didn't.
He was actually so kind.
That would be so wild. We're like, hey guys, please welcome, put your ears open for Tobey Maguire.
I know.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Yeah.
Wait, what was I going to say?
I sound so name droppy. It was a random night. You begged me.
And
you
also,
forced
it's not
me.
Like, it's not like, it's like, I'm going to go on a podcast tomorrow and say that I was with Tobey Maguire and Chris Brown. And no offense to those people. No offense to Tobey.
No offense to Tobey.
Yeah, no offense to Tobey. We stand Tobey, but.
Can you say who's, and not to push you into dropping another.
Right, but whose party might it have been?
No idea.
Oh. Really?
Truly no idea.
Cool. And
truly.
Who's your best friend in the world? Besides Cole.
I think Cole, Phoebe, Charlie, Maude, and these two middle-aged women that are on that group chat that
oh
you just
met. Oh my
god,
what a beautiful crew. Yeah.
And I want to be clear that one of them unfollowed me on social media.
We have to have You can bleep it.
So what? Well,
I don't care, of course.
I care. I'm pissed.
Well, it's funny. I've never met that person.
It's such a like me. It's like me being.
Yeah, I've never met the person.
Have you ever unfollowed anyone that you don't know?
That I don't know.
Wait, that's such a, yeah, I've done that. Wait, just ask that question.
It's pretty rare that I'll follow someone I don't know, unless it's like Taylor Swift.
I used to follow the most boring. No.
I've unfollowed like, there are some runners that I've like followed, and then I'm like, you're not giving like, I'm like, you're not caring about the sport enough.
Well, shout out to your girl who gave me free, you might have unlimited Chili's for a lifetime, but I got one free pair of shoes.
Hell yeah.
Suck it. Let's bring back Suck It. You remember that?
Suck It.
I believe that Suck It is like WWE based.
What?
Yeah, I believe it is my belief that Suck It is WWE
World
based.
Wrestling
Entertainment.
World Wrestling.
World
Wrestling
Entertainment. Used to be World Wrestling.
Do you care about wrestling?
I love wrestling.
Do you?
Did you have a time with that?
Oh, we never know.
You had a time with it? I know, I never did.
I feel like every young guy is like...
I was enamored by the divas.
Oh, wow.
There was a woman called Trish Stratus with like an amazing chest. And I thought it was really hot.
Like sexual.
Yeah. Huh. And that's where, honestly, that's where my love for hard boobs came.
Of course, that makes so much sense. Origin story. He loves rock solid titties.
You love fake titties? I love a fake titty.
I do, I think.
I love real juicy.
You like juicy?
You like big naturals.
I like big naturals, but not like, I like the ones that like defy gravity, alphabet.
I like corn-fed germains, just like fucking in like middle America, corn-fed milky milks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Milky milks. Milky milks. I like it to feel like they were invented in a lab. You know what I mean?
I really want surgery on my whole body.
Me too. I just got a facial this morning.
That's where you say you would never need that.
I would never do that.
You could buy hair that won't grow. You could buy a nose if you want to. You could buy all the makeup that Mac can make. But if you can't look inside you.
All the makeup that Mac can make.
And find out who you are too. Put Lucas in the position to make you feel so damn unpretty.
Can I ask you guys a question that Cole begged me to ask? He said, I have one question for you to ask. It's been weighing on him for a while.
I'm so excited.
I'm scared.
Okay.
Excited and scared.
Yeah.
Letterboxd, but with your top four favorite pop songs of the past 15 years. It's very important to him.
It's so funny.
Interesting. We're so not that.
I know. It's interesting. Cool.
Direct that to...
Okay, but that's a fun question.
Direct that to our dear friends, the Culturistas.
Yeah, the Culturistas would knock that out of the park.
Well, I'm not like...
Do you want to go first?
Me first?
Well, I think.
Okay, yeah. Do you want to go first? I can start.
Okay. All of mine, like, I could say one, Promiscuous Girl by Nelly Furtado.
Amazing
now
song.
Was that 15 years ago?
One of the best songs. That was in 2000.
We'll count it, like, early aughts.
Oh,
so
that was 2005, because I would listen to it driving to senior year. Mm. I was driving to senior year.
Driving to senior
year. You left after a year.
What else? I really like, honestly, like, I'm going to count as one, the Teenage Love Triangle Trilogy but from Folklore.
Wait, what?
Cardigan.
Oh.
August. Betty.
Invisible String.
Oh, you think of that as one song?
I'm not going to get them. I think that all of them come together as one pop hit. Because
what about boom, clap, sound
my heart? The beat goes on and on and on and on.
I mean, obviously, one of mine obviously is I Don't Care.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Like, that's the best song ever.
That's a great song. Wait,
what song was on recently that I kept screaming at whoever was with best song of all times? I forget. It was like a stupid song.
Okay,
definitely. This is definitely more than 15 years ago, but Avril Lavigne, Girlfriend.
So good.
Top four songs of all time. I was going to say.
No, it's not a secret.
You know what song's actually good that no one cared about and no one respected enough? guess it's never really, really over. Drunk Scottish guy once told me I looked like
you kind of do a little bit.
No, combination of, he goes, I can't do the accent, and I won't. I won't do this. He goes, you kind of, you look like a combination of Zooey Deschanel and Katy Perry. I
you go, actually do.
I go, trying to come back from the surgery comment. I go, that's two girls with brown hair.
Oh, Starships.
Oh my God, Starships. Oh, yeah.
There's nothing like it.
What about also Super Bass?
Amazing song.
Beep it's such a thoughtful
out.
Question from Cole, but I wish.
I wish we were better.
Never
equipped.
Be the Same by Camila Cabello.
Which one's that?
Cabello? Is she, is Camila Cabello, is she Quismos?
She's what?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
What was that? Harmony.
Yeah.
This is Nicaragua.
Nothing, nothing.
This
you didn't see anything.
Can I try?
Yeah. But, no, every time someone's asked me to try, they've almost thrown up.
Oh, really?
But it's just Nicaragua, but do it under your tongue. Don't,
I'm
do, more
scared.
Than, don't do more than
is
two
is that
sprays.
The Kristen Bell Express?
Yeah. Look at me. Kristen Bell told me about it.
What does that make you feel?
Kristen Bell told you about it? Oh, it's safe. More hungover.
Worse?
Really?
A little dizzy.
I'm lately people keep telling me how like cigarettes make you more hungover.
Really?
They
I've
do.
Never heard that before.
They do.
I saw this table on Amazon because you know I'm in my home reno mode. I'm calling it, I'm saying I'm doing a renovation. I'm just getting like one piece of new furniture.
Wait,
Lucas. So was it a prep on party?
It was like a 4 or 5 out of 10.
What's really? The best, what do you think is the best night you've ever had?
Yeah.
In a, like, I guess.
Oh, actually, I know exactly the answer to this.
Great.
I know exactly.
Let's go.
I threw a party at Tom Tom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I invited, like 2 years ago, I was going away to do a show in London for 6 months, and I was like, I need to throw a party. It was my best friend Phoebe's birthday party, but I lied
what
and said it was
Mystery
my going
Phoebe.
Away party. She's amazing. You should have her on the thing. She's having a show come out. It's called Cruel Intentions.
Is it based on?
Yeah.
Oh my.
She's the showrunner.
Oh my God.
Wait, she should include me in the project.
You should be on it.
Be it on screen.
I want to be a high schooler.
Let's do it.
I want to pen 15 it.
I want to be the.
Well, tell her to come on the pod when it comes out.
She would love that.
I want to be the female therapist whose daughter he fucks. And she's like, Sebastian!
Oh yeah.
At the mall.
Want a blowjob?
Yeah.
Rude. Actually, one of the actors from. Cruel Intentions.
Which one?
Blanking on his name.
Who does he play?
I don't know. I really don't know.
It was Joshua Jackson, Ryan Phillippe.
Oh, no, God. It's like more of a niche character in it.
That's fun.
Okay, yeah, that's fun.
Like a throwback. And then what was that movie with Brad Pitt where...
Thelma and Louise.
Oh, so good.
I never saw it.
What?
Really?
Don't Get say out. That.
Interesting.
No, the movie where he dies and he comes back... Oh, God, come
Fight
on.
Fight Club?
No, not Fight Club. The movie where he dies, he comes back, something, oh, God, and he's like a robot-y. Please look this up for me. It's going to kill me.
He's a robot?
Death by not remembering.
Ad Astra?
No, it's like 20 years ago.
Oh, Joe Black?
Meet Joe Black.
Never saw that.
Claire Forlani is the love interest in that, is a mom in it, and then like a bunch of just like really hot. New, young actors.
And was she on the page, meaning your group call?
She was on that, yeah.
Oh, she was on that page.
The she's the daughter of the mom.
So it's a mother-daughter duo on the chat. I need to understand everyone's relationship.
And mother-daughter duo.
I will never get over you. It was so casual. He picks up the phone. He's like, hey, guys. Seven people.
It's a mother-daughter duo. Our best friend, Cole.
Yes.
Mama Unfollow. And
yes, Mama Unfollow. That's a good... Introducing Mama Unfollow.
That is my drag name, Mama Unfollow.
How long has the chat been going?
It's been going on for years. And we just like throw people in there. Yeah, it actually really started during COVID.
You hear that? We just throw anyone in there.
Throw anyone in there. You guys have to make a guest appearance on it. That would be really fun.
What would Mama say?
We're guesting on
you
your group
thread. You have to call her out.
Yeah.
I would love to bring them on here.
Okay, so you went to this party, but your life is so young Hollywood.
Oh, God, I hate that.
Why? It's so aspirational.
No, it's.
God, are you happy?
I'm actually finally happy.
Really?
That's amazing. What's the secret?
I think the secret is to just keep moving.
You have to move her.
You got to keep like movement, you know?
Well, you know what?
I get up, I'm like.
Just start dancing.
It's like Taylor Swift said, burn all your files, forget all your past lives.
You do have to let go of the past so you can enjoy the present.
Yeah. I think that once you like lose a person, you have to like switch it for another person. Like when you lose one, you gain one.
Yeah.
You know, when you move somewhere,
mm-hmm. Let me ask you this.
Yeah, ask me.
When you're not working on something,
yeah,
what's like a day in the life? Like, how do you stay sane when you're not like called to set vibes?
Go to Erewhon where see each other.
Yes, me and Lucas. Often. Me and Lucas and our respective exes ran into each other at Erewhon.
So are you an East Side boy?
No, West Side. It was a West Side Erewhon.
Cheating on it. You're cheating on your
No, because it was before I lived here. I was visiting.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're sweating.
Okay, so. Do you live by that Erewhon? You don't have to say.
Yeah, no, I do.
It's a great Erewhon.
I'm that Erewhon every day.
I like that Erewhon.
Just walk around.
What do you get?
Just like weird collagen seeds yeah, and packets.
I like that. I like the energy of that one so much better than the Silver Lake one.
Yeah.
Silver Lake one, it's like.
The Beverly Hills one's dark.
Really?
Oh my God.
I just think if you want to try to be East Side, it's like, it's just not Erewhon.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
It's not.
Interesting.
I'm so sick and tired of having to live in the Brooklyn of places.
Really? Mm-hmm.
I want to live in the Chelsea of a place. I want to go. I want to.
What's the Chelsea of LA?
West Hollywood.
I want to
land.
Are you going to move to West Hollywood?
No. But I do want to go to a city, find someone, and tell somebody, take me to your most basic gay person. Mm-hmm. I want to be their neighbor.
Yeah, that's
and
nice.
And that's where I'm deciding
that's
where
I live. I live with the sorority girls.
What?
I live with the sorority girls.
I know.
There's the sweetest girl.
You live with the sorority girl?
No, just in my neighborhood. It's like
a very sorority vibes.
It's totally.
Girls in the aloe sets.
Got it. I go to aloe a lot too.
Now, is aloe a place?
It's like a wellness center that's like five stories. And so I think it has to be a drug front or something's going to come out in a couple years about it.
I don't have that in New York.
I know, but do you know why I know about it, Catherine? Because when we went to the Woman in Breakfast, they gave us free aloe products.
I was just talking about the Woman in Breakfast.
They give you so much free aloe always.
Yeah. What is that? And I don't like how their items fit.
I actually thought it was like a gym or something.
It is a gym.
Oh, it is a gym.
Yeah, it's a gym, but like they'll just like give you IVs and like cryo and an ice bath. And
do you go to the
really? Gym? So you're a member of it?
I'm a member.
Gym do you go to?
I go to a few. I go to.
That's so rare to go to a few.
I just like to like keep it fresh. I go to like.
But remember his advice: always be moving.
But don't you like to build
one
community?
Person in your life move.
Exactly. One gym for another. You just get. I like having. I go to Dog Pound. Go to Doggy Pound.
That turns me on.
T Swift.
Like, yeah, well, we just talked about it in an episode with Lisa Traeger.
Have you met Mrs. Swift?
No. Oh no. No.
Oh my God, I need.
I know.
She's coming on next week, I think.
I heard she's a huge fan of the podcast.
Yeah. We're doing
our
next live show, our guests are Tobey Maguire and Taylor Smith.
Taylor Smith.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
My drag name, Taylor Smith.
Yeah, that's a great drag name.
Taylor Smith. Okay, so you go on a day off, you go to Erewhon, you go to the gym.
I'm like just the most basic LA.
Do you get their like pre-prepared things? Like, or they're like, do you go to the bar?
The hot bar?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You don't?
I used to all the time, but I haven't lately.
Mm. My experience around Erewhon is Calteen Bar from Mean Girls, where like I accidentally was buying like all these keto things. And I was like, oh, I'm accidentally, my boyfriend was like, you know, you shouldn't be eating. Like, I was completely, okay. I was like, I know my body's beautiful and I would never want to lose a single pound. I love it. But I was like, I'm trying to lose weight. And he's like, well, you're eating these like keto muffins are like 3,000 calories each. I was like, I thought that was healthy. Keto was healthy.
The dessert aisle, the peanut butter and jellies. Dessert cake.
Yeah.
Have you had that one?
No, but their like, just their cookies are so good. I mean, so I just, cookies. To me,
just
like,
they're simple cookies.
To me, a chocolate chip cookie, like, there's nothing like it.
Yeah.
I disagree.
I think a chocolate chip cookie is God's gift to his children. And I believe that all of us are actually God's children.
I agree with that.
So, yeah, it's actually a
I agree
theory.
With the second
I'm actually working on a theory that we're actually all God's children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And due to that, it is chocolate chip cookie.
And due to that,
what's your dessert of choice?
A Tres Leches cake.
Oh,
interesting. Oh. I've never had that. Yeah.
Really?
I'm always hearing
it's always around.
It's always around on Postmates.
I couldn't even draw a picture.
I'm not a Postmates.
Oh, yeah. I like, we'll leave it at 3 in the morning. Like,
that's
just
beautiful.
Order a Tres Leches.
Do you eat health?
Do I eat healthy? I try to.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have a sweet tooth.
Do you know my fantasy?
Oh, what?
My fantasy that I discovered at the... My fantasy that I discovered because when we were at the Waverly Diner like 7 years ago, was that like... I was having this elaborate fantasy where I was on a talk, like I was like promoting a project because I was kind of like a creator, you know what I mean? And so I was promoting it and I was kind of like thought of, and so like it was like a Fallon type person and he was like, we're mainly talking about my project, of course, but like also like I, in this fantasy was like very fit and he was like, and you know, I have to say like, you have such an amazing body. Like, what do you eat? Like, you must eat pretty healthy. And then I say in the interview, you know, I do. I do try to eat pretty healthy, but I do once a week have one, like, really good cheeseburger. That's my fantasy.
That's
Fascinated Fantasy for 7 years. He told me that 7 years ago. Can you imagine? At that same meal, I was having a burger and I ordered a milkshake. My milkshake comes. He goes, "You're so lucky."
But because do you know why? It wasn't just a milkshake. It was malt.
Well, malt is heaven.
There's nothing like malt.
Their malt hits different.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
What's your favorite talk show?
Like late night?
Yeah, like what's the favorite?
Don't make
what's
me
like
laugh.
Your what's the there's worst someone, one and the best one you've done?
There's someone in my orbit right now.
I think Seth Meyers is the best in the biz.
I've never done any. They've never asked me on
you
any.
You have to. You'd be so good at it.
Well, I texted my, not even like to talk, but I texted my reps like, shouldn't I be doing a late night set or something?
Yeah, you should. See what happens live. You guys should have your own night one.
Yeah.
I know. Do you know anyone?
Yeah.
You can call?
Yeah, call them.
Tell the thread. There's got to be someone on that thread who can give us
a on Gay Threads and find
a... I do think if we're going to have a show, it's going to have to be a talk show because there's no way we're going to get our act together and like...
I know. But I want...
season arc.
I only want to do scripted stuff.
Why?
Because I don't like, even like with this, I don't like when it feels like my literal personality is like a product. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I do. That's what's hard.
Like because I'm sailed.
Because of my new.
How many years has this been going on?
But when you have it,
I actually don't like this.
Actually, the podcast.
Yeah. Only because I have a noticeable disdain for women. So.
Oh, no, of course. In fact, I'm sorry that I'm here. Well, have you heard lately that I'm not allowed to show? I got a comment on one of my Instagram reels that. It read, "Your ass is so flat, please never turn to the side again." So I'm sorry if you see my side today. I wanted to apologize that in advance. And Michelle, I know when I walked in, you might have caught my side. And I wanted to be open about that and how fucked up that is, babe.
I'm trying so hard to get a huge ass.
It's working.
Impossible. I have a square ass. It's like sharp corners.
Really? Yeah.
Sharp corners.
Like, it's just a square.
That sounds cool.
That sounds cool.
I love geometry.
Hey, Architectural Digest, welcome to my ass. My bowl of lines.
You showcased it on WL.
On WL? Oh, I thought you said Watch Rabbit's Wife.
No,
yeah, White Lotus, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little bum.
Yeah.
A little bum.
I didn't notice any angles.
What do you feel like was your big break? Juicier.
I feel like I haven't.
What was the job you did that was like, oh my god, everything's changing now? Or does it never feel like that?
I feel like because I just do like small parts and like big shows, it hasn't felt like there's that thing that like catapults me. Like I'm still like, which is cool. I feel like I had a choice to like do a show where I could have done that for a couple years, and instead I chose to like do the smaller parts. I always like end up auditioning for the lead role in the show, and then like I go back for 5 other roles, and they're finally just like give them something.
Yeah. My mom is so sweet. The advice she gives me, like,
because
she doesn't know anything about this. When I say something, she's like, "Well, I'm sure they're like." I'm like, "Oh, you're so love you so much."
My mom's really nice about that too. I had something just fall apart that I was so excited about, and I cried.
Sorry.
And it's fine. It happens like every day.
It happens literally not every day. Four times a day, you're like, "Oh my god!"
It's so funny because like nothing happens, nothing happens, and then like you'll see something that did happen, and you're like, "Well, why was that thing the thing that happened?"
Exactly. But I got fired on the first thing I got, and I told everybody about it, and then I got fired on the first day.
What was it?
It was Mad Men.
No.
Yeah, and I like bragged to everybody back at home that I booked Mad Men.
Of course.
And then I became friends with my castmate, but yeah, I got fired for a tattoo.
Oh my god, that's
crazy.
I know.
For a tattoo?
Because it was kind of my fault, I think, in a way, because I like lied and they asked me if I had any, and because the day before they're like, "Actually, we're gonna have him like be shirtless, and like there's like a flirty thing with Kiernan's character," and then like,
are you friends with Kiernan?
Yeah, I love Kiernan.
She seems so cool.
She's the best.
Yeah,
yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car; you should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's your tattoo?
I have no idea. It's just like a lot of things going on in my ribs. I got it when I was 15. You can see it in White Lotus.
I was gonna say.
Yeah,
I
saw like a White Lotus. There's like a
he goes,
a rose,
check out White Lotus.
And like a snake. Check out White Lotus.
Do you actually get a tattoo? I've never had one.
I would say not. I'm getting this one almost fully removed. I got like the Hunger Games bird on my leg when I was 15.
Oh my god.
It's almost done.
Oh my god.
Doesn't it take
beautiful.
A really long time to get them removed?
It's so long and it hurts so bad.
It's like a million sessions, right? Like once every 6 months. Yeah.
What's the most fun set you've been on?
White Lotus.
Oh really? My god. For sure.
Yeah, nothing will top that. Really? Just hanging out with Molly Shannon and Jennifer Coolidge.
Right.
Just
like, you forget that Molly Shannon was in S1.
God, I love her so much.
And it was it must have been so fun because you were like.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I met her and she's a heaven on earth. And
she's heaven on earth.
And I was thinking about how much you loved her and I was like, better than I even expected.
It's better than you. It's like. Yeah. She's the nicest, warmest, funniest person, and it's just like so grateful and sweet.
And she's someone who every single person says that about.
Yeah,
like no one not only meets her and says like, "Oh, she's cool." Like everyone's like, "She is the best person."
That's so amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
But wait, was you fun?
You was like really isolating. I think I was just like in London, and me and Penn were the only non-Brits, and I think I lived like kind of. Really far west, and I kind of felt like all I did was just like go on walks in London all the time.
Sounds amazing.
It was actually kind of great. I've just been like this set.
I auditioned for the new season, and I was like, "Let me in there."
I have two crushes that are based in London.
Oh, I know one,
and the other is the OG,
the one that got away.
Like,
I'm thinking OG.
The other is more recent.
Oh, I know
what
you're saying. And of course, what person was that? And was it
Chindru?
All right.
Yeah, you know, you was fun.
Yeah.
Got it. We don't talk about that.
No, it was really fun. I had a little whoopsie accident on that set, too.
What do you mean?
I talked about it on Jimmy Kimmel, and, like, nobody laughed in the audience. They, like, felt really bad for me, but I got a facial from this lady. I have one today. That's why I look like this.
You look great.
I, like, have a weird sick obsessions with, skincare.
We have to go over that. You could tell us what you
do. I have a real like sickness about it. But the lady was like, "Your eyebrows are uneven," and I said, "No, they're not."
Yeah.
And she like put it up to a mirror, and then I went home and got a complex about it, and I kept on thinking about uneven eyebrows. So then I went back to her, and she was like, "Let me just put one unit of Botox." My whole like eye collapsed, and so I just had like a wonky eye.
Oh my god.
And so I had to like be in sunglasses for 2 episodes.
Oh my god.
Dude,
that's I just
how
rewatched.
Common is that with your with
I like, think there's like a 5% chance. So I'm just like
lucky you.
Yeah, lucky me. Allergic to Botox.
One of my favorite
yeah,
scenes.
Yeah.
I'm scared of Botox. I think I'm gonna just age.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna get a bunch of facials and like weird lasers and stuff.
What do you think about me being on the wrong side of 35?
I think you look great. I think you've never looked more toned. You're on the right side.
Yeah,
you've never looked better.
What was I gonna say? I just rewatched Girls. So my favorite scene is of Girls when she has that like temp job in the office where she tries to like her boss keeps touching her and but it's a scene where she's in the bathroom with the other women and they redo her eyebrows.
Yes.
Those women are so well. Actually, one of them is Leslie Arfin.
Oh my god!
The writer on the show.
I don't remember what's the exchange. What is the scene?
She like is in the bathroom and they come in. And, like, she's talking to them about how the guy is touches her. And they're like, "Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it." And then the one girl's like, "Your eyebrows are all fucked up." And she's like, "It's okay. We're going to fix it. We're going to fix it." And she's like, "She's going to fix it. It's going to be fine." And they shape her eyebrows. And she then, like, draw them on. So for the rest of the episode, she just has, like, pencil eyebrows. It's so funny.
Absolute genius.
Yeah.
I had a real, like, sisterhood of the traveling pants moment yesterday before the wedding. I was like, "I feel so puffy." And this girl, one of the bridesmaids, she was like, "I'll give you lymphatic drainage." And I go, "Oh, my God." She sat me down.
You get so much lymphatic drainage.
I know.
It's really nice.
I bet you've gone to this woman.
Flavia.
Faye?
Oh, no, I go to
Flavia.
Flavia,
that's like a Flavia. Hunger Games character with your tattoo.
She's in District 9. She's
oh, my God.
So it's a hike, but.
This gorgeous facialist told me about this woman, Faye. And she was like, does that work? And she's like, it only works if you're like doing everything else. And I'm like, okay, perfect. So it's definitely not going to work then. I'm like, it's the only thing I'm doing. I'm eating like shit and drinking nonstop, eating 45 keto muffins a day. Love. And then going for a lymph drain. And she's like,
what does it
but anyways, this girl is an amazing girl. Shout out to Erica. Gave me like a lymph drain. And I was just like I love being a girl.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I would love to be
and
a girl.
And I love being touched. Like, I just love being
me
touched.
Me too. That's why I like go. I think that's what the obsession about the facials is. I just like being pet.
That's kind of my obsession with massage.
They touch your scalp.
Oh, yes. I go to the scalp massage girl in East LA.
Oh, I love that information.
Like, it's a little, I found it on TikTok, and they just scratch your head for 45 minutes.
Oh, wow. That will make you cum your pants.
Literally better than sex.
Way better.
A girl on my bus.
Bus?
On my bus. A girl on my bus.
Okay, we're going back to middle school. He takes a bus to podcast.
When I was in high school,
girl, picked up on the bus.
I like literally learned what an orgasm was late in life. In like,
oh, this is of course,
year.
This is Octopussy,
like, you know those like,
yes, things. The little.
A girl on my bus got her first orgasm from someone at the mall doing that to her.
I get it.
Shout out to that girl. I saw her recently.
Junie, are you still really?
Because of, like, I'm still
because of you.
I know what an orgasm is.
Do you have, are you still close with any childhood friends?
Yeah, Cole.
Oh, he's from Cole's
your childhood.
Cole's my childhood.
He's from day dot.
Day what?
Dot. He's from day dot.
Yeah,
love.
Yeah, exactly. He's my day one, baby.
That's so sweet.
Where did you grow up again?
San Diego.
No way.
Shout out
to
Surfer Boy.
And is Cole now based in Los Angeles? Were you surfer?
Cole literally ripped me to shreds the first time I came on the podcast because he's like, I think I was like kind of closeted still at the time that we interviewed. So they're like, "Who were you?"
I
did talk about how like hot Jake Gyllenhaal was. So I did, yeah. But I wasn't like outwardly being like. So he's like, "You're who was I?" Was like, "I'm a little surfer stoner boy, like from San Diego." And he's like, "I
oh my god,
wanted to rip you."
Oh, really?
Apart.
I don't remember that.
Wait, so you what's your coming out journey? Can you
the
say
Zoom episodes? Yeah. Is just like, oh wait, sorry, what?
I said, "What's your coming out journey?" Can you say? But the Zoom episodes are so weird.
It's so funny. It's like because you meet people on Zoom, and then it just even like yesterday at the wedding, this woman I talked to about a project for like a lot of Zoom. She was like, I had no idea who she was. She's like, "We've met," and I was like, "Oh my god, that's you from Zoom."
Yeah.
Anyways,
it's hard. You like disassociate.
So now it's real. Now you're really on the
pod. Yeah, now this is real. This is my redemption tour.
Tell me your if you feel safe, tell us your coming out story.
Oh my god, it's actually a really good story. I had an audition for Little Mermaid, the live action with Coppola, which didn't end up happening. But it was like in development, and then like for the audition.
When was this?
You are so Prince Eric.
I think that was the role.
Do you get that a lot?
It's the one that got away.
Those eyes.
You truly are multifaceted.
Yeah, multifaceted.
You can play straight.
Yeah.
There's two facets.
There's two facets. Playing straight and can't play straight. Do you think I could play straight if I really tried?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I think you totally could.
Tell the smile too. You need to say the smile too. Why don't we make the assistant straight and then Pat Regan can play it?
Then you would have.
He only does straight rolls.
Whatever F slur they got to play the gay assistant, probably couldn't handle that. That challenge.
I just imagine me and you on set, like doing the smile face to each other, like all day. We would have so much fun. We'll find something.
And in the thing we find, we'll definitely have to do the smile.
Oh my god.
Back to the story. So, in the audition, it was like all, you had to read a set of sides, and then you have to talk about a story. So they say, what was like a vulnerable thing that happened for you? What was something that was hard for you? Or what was a secret you were hiding or something? I immediately start bawling. Talk about how I'm sleeping with my neighbor.
Hi.
And hiding it from everybody, my whole family.
How old were you?
I was like 19.
Oh my 19, god. 20.
What was his neighbor's deal?
Daddy?
No, just a neighbor that we were like bros. Yeah. We would like listen to records and like play like PlayStation together.
And how did it happen the first time?
I just like kept coming over to his apartment.
Keep showing up. That's what
I
said.
Kept showing up.
It works if you work it.
Don't quit before the miracle.
Yeah, exactly. We just after like a month or two, he was like, "All right, well, I'm gonna kiss you now." Yeah.
It's hot.
Then we dated for 3 years.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's substantial.
Where is he now?
He's in New York.
He's your boyfriend now. He's my boyfriend.
He's,
oh my god,
you're
Brian.
Fucking him right now.
Oh great.
I want
him
back. No, he has a nice boy that he's with now. We're friends. I saw
that
him
boy doesn't hold a candle to you.
I don't care what you say.
He's happy. He's happy. And then I called. Yeah,
he's kidding himself.
I just started crying.
You wanna get it back? You wanna get it back?
That is like so good. That
could be in the top.
Do you love Olivia? Yeah.
I love Olivia.
She's rock and roll.
Olivia. I was in Brutal music video.
Oh really?
Really? That's sick.
Yeah, she's. I love Olivia.
What a great song.
You also revealed to us off air that you're 50. Do you feel conflicted?
Oh, I love. I'm not conflicted either way. I think that like we don't. We don't know. We don't have to choose. And I
think
we can love both.
What's the plot of the Brutal music video?
I'm a news anchor with Olivia. And it's Petra Collins, my friend, directed it. And then she's incredible. And then she becomes like a cheerleader.
I've never met. I'm just a fan.
Yeah, she's incredible. She's so good. Yeah, so then, okay, back to...
Okay, back to
So then I walk down the street. I'm leaving the audition. I call my mom and I just start crying and I tell her. And then she was like, shut up. Like, why are you crying? I'm coming up there right now and we're having dinner with him. And we went out to dinner. We did the spicy challenge at Jitlada and I broke.
What's that?
You can go to Jitlada and if you beat the spicy challenge, the meal is free.
It's so spicy.
It's so spicy.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
It's a Thai restaurant.
I forget how we got into this conversation. Oh, Olivia.
Yeah, Olivia. Or
you
no.
And
no.
No.
Little Mermaid?
Little Mermaid.
It's all related. Little Mermaid, yeah. Olivia.
So your mom was just like, Brutal. Of course I love you. Like, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, she was really cool. Sweet. Yeah. Yeah.
I was on Oxy when I came out to my mom.
You were on Oxy?
Yeah, the famous drug. It's really good for pain. Yeah.
You should check it out if you're in pain.
You should, if you're in pain, check it out.
This episode
Oxy.
Is sponsored by
Oxy.
That's a sweet story.
Yeah, it was sweet. It was cute.
Wow.
But do you feel conflicted about Olivia and Taylor?
No, I like them both. Like, I agree that we don't know their full story. Like, if I had to pick a side, of course, like, I'm going to stand by Taylor no matter what.
Mm.
But, like, I don't have to pick a side because it's not my journey. It's not my struggle.
Yeah.
Totally.
And Taylor cheered for her at the Grammys.
Yeah, I feel like it's, like, all kind of murky of that whole thing about the lawsuit. And I'm just like, they're fine.
Totally.
I love them both.
Yeah, me too. Do you...
What are you doing this week?
This week, oh God, you guys, I'm going to Coachella this week.
No, you're not.
I know.
To me, that's you.
No, I never go.
To me, that is you.
Do you sleep there?
Really?
Kind of, but just because it's LA, it's young.
Are you sleeping in a bus or something?
Yeah. No,
the
I'm
bus,
like sleeping
with your
girl, like in.
With octopus.
Yeah.
I'm taking a school bus out there and.
Are you choosing to do like a sexy, what is it called? Like an RV? Like a sexy RV?
No, I wish. No, I'm like sleeping in a bunk bed, but I'm. Oh God, I hate myself. I'm doing it with a brand, but
what brand? And you're safe. You're safe here.
Heineken.
Oh wow!
But well, first of all, cheers.
Thanks. Yeah.
First of all, this
gotta pay my mortgage.
First of all, this bud's for you.
Oh my God, you have a house.
Yeah, it's like with a bunch of people, but I'm really the reason I'm actually going is for Lana and Doja.
Yeah.
Oh,
but wait, what?
That's gonna be so fun.
I mean,
is it a whole weekend?
Yeah.
Or are you going one night?
I'm just
going
to go for Lana and Doja. I don't care about anyone else.
We didn't
Lana's everything.
Everything.
We didn't really do Who Were You, no, Who Are You, Who Do You Want to Be.
Okay, so yeah, since we last saw you.
I want to redo on that.
Okay,
Cole
great.
Just like,
Cole really
he'll never
affected.
Forgive me. He also asked.
I thought it was fun.
It's kind of fun to see the growth. We
totally.
Can keep checking in every couple of years.
Yeah,
totally.
I wonder if I've grown. I've changed so much.
I've changed but not grown.
Yeah.
Changed but not grown. I've
you're
changed
never gonna
the wrong direction.
Bleed, what is that? And if you don't bleed, you're never going to grow, but it's all right now. But we were something, don't you think so?
What a good song.
Wrong 20, throwing panties in the pool.
And it would have
been you.
My favorite Taylor Swift song is Delicate.
Wait.
Oh, that's not mine.
Same.
Is it chill that you're in my head?
I did the bracket, and I was like, there's no way I'll be able to figure this out, and then I got Delicate.
I think mine might be right now.
Isn't it?
Betty,
isn't it?
I don't want to make assumptions
Betty?
About why you switched your homeroom, but I think it's because of
that
me.
That one does not hit with
that
me at all.
That doesn't hit with me at all.
I
Betty?
Was writing.
No. You're
actually,
a storyteller.
I love peace so much.
Oh, really? When I went to this, when I went to Eras, there was this young man, like, very much kind of encroaching on our space who, like, was kind of dressed up as, like, a, I don't know why, but he was dressed up as kind of like the Nutcracker.
Yeah.
And he was screaming. He was screaming at the top of his lungs, play peace, play peace, play peace.
I get it. That's great.
But to the point where I was like, meanwhile, I have an upper, upper respiratory infection and 102 fever.
You were there, though.
But what was I going to say? Okay, so who were you?
Who was I? I was a deeply conflicted, closeted little troublemaker. But I was also like, I kind of switched from like being really wanting attention and like being an attention whore to also being like deeply insecure and like shy as well. It was like a weird thing for a long time. It was
same
a back and forth.
That's, it's hard.
When did you know you were gay?
I swear I'm not making this up. I wish I knew earlier, but I had like girlfriends that I was obsessed with till I was like 18 or 19 when I met my neighbor.
I love them.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
They were really, there was one in particular where you can bleep out her name.
Oh my god.
She had a lower back tattoo that said "Trust no bitch."
Oh my god, amazing!
So iconic.
Wait, how old is she?
You're 43. She was like 15, and I was 16.
Wow.
And trust no bitch tattooed
trust
on
no
her
bitch
lower
with
back.
A money sign after the bitch.
No, but literally trust no bitch.
She was like, literally trust.
I get that.
No, she was ahead of her time. Like Lindsay, looked like Lindsay Lohan. Like,
oh my god!
Star of her own reality show. Didn't even know it. Like just completely iconic. Wow. And I did not deserve her. I was so obsessed with her.
That's wow. amazing.
Yeah. How long did you date her?
Why'd you break up?
2 years. She went to rehab like everybody else that I grew up with.
Oh my god!
And I like wrote her letters, tried to break her out of rehab. But I think one time when we were having sex, she's like, "I think you might be gay."
Really? Yeah. She said that?
She's like, "You're definitely bi, maybe gay."
Why?
But like,
while you're having sex, she's saying
yeah,
that.
She, yeah, and I was like, "No, I'm not."
Why?
I'm not.
Why would she say that?
I don't know.
Why would she say that terrible thing to you?
No, but like,
it's just gay porn playing on yeah. us the whole time. I'm like, shut up.
That's so wow. She seems so wise.
No, she's really wise. She has like 4 kids now.
Whoa.
Does she trust any bitches?
She trusts no bitch.
She's the coolest person of all time.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah, I miss her. Yeah, that's who I was. Mm-hmm. Who I am.
Yeah.
I'm in like my doing the work era.
Yeah, what's your work?
Like I'm real deep into artist way right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm revisiting that. Mm-hmm. It really that
maybe
first,
I should do that again.
Like it's I hate
hard I do morning up. Pages still, but like
yeah. The artist dates are hard for me.
Yeah. I'm well, like, I used to like love spending time by myself, but lately I feel the wall is closing in.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
You don't like being alone now.
It's so interesting because that's all I've ever wanted was to be alone.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden now I start to like get this sense of like existential dread all the time.
Yeah. I get that. Mine goes in and out. I either am like need to be with someone all the time and like have to be really codependent, or right now I'm like really enjoying my freedom. I think freedom's underrated.
I know that I could never date someone right now.
Yeah. Same.
Like, I just feel that deep in my bones. Same.
But never say never, you know?
No, you never
keep
know who you'll
open
meet.
To the opportunity. Just in
yeah.
case.
I just know that I need to, like, know myself a little bit better.
Yeah, that's fair.
I thought I knew myself so well. But anyways.
Yeah, I'm Isn't finding that right now. Yeah.
You're doing Artist Way.
Doing Artist Way, like speed dating therapist. I haven't found the right one yet. I always like to, like, go for one for a couple months and
yeah.
then see if they're, like, I just like to get what I can get out of them. And then I'm like, we're good.
Totally.
You know?
Lately, I've been feeling like... This is the worst.
Say it.
I think like therapy does not work. Like,
I know.
I've been feeling like shit for like 15 years.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Not that I'm like shit. Like I'm actually one of the happiest people on earth. I just like I'm the same issues.
Yeah.
I don't feel like they've gotten any better. Like my anxiety is like I'm medicated.
Mm-hmm. Me
had
too.
20 million different therapists. It's just like.
Oh, actually, I'm raw dogging life too.
Oh,
me too.
Yeah, I was like on the. Prozac, Wellbutrin.
I was on
the
wrong end too.
I'm on pros.
You're on pros. She's a good one until she's just like I have borderline. So I found that out a year or two ago, and mm-hmm. I found out that Prozac actually makes me more manic.
Really?
How long were you on the Prozac?
I was on it for a while, and I just got off like a couple months ago, and I feel like I'm like, oh,
really?
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Why I was so
was
cuckoo.
It hard to get off, or was it like, did you wean?
No, I think I weaned, and then I was fine.
Okay, great.
But yeah, I feel like. Yeah, some of it works and then some of it, I don't know. It's kind of how I feel about therapy. Like, it works for whatever you need it for and then you're good. You know?
Yeah, I've been with my same therapist now for like 7 months. And lately I'm like, I don't really necessarily know what to say to you anymore.
Yeah.
I know. And then they're like, and then people say like, but that's when the real work begins.
I know, but I'm like,
and then I'm like, you just want me to say I hate my parents and I actually don't.
Yeah.
I actually think they're awesome.
One time my therapist said to me like, Pat, do you know what I think you might have? And I said, what? He's like, borderline. And I was like, okay. And he never talked about it again.
I've had two therapists be like, so you're a little bipolar. And I was like, okay, I don't think that's a diagnosis.
Yeah, you can say I'm a little bipolar.
One said, this guy in Union Square, shout out, empty room, one chair, no table, terrifying, like metal school chair. He goes, yeah, a lot of, you're Jewish, right? A lot of Jewish people. Yeah, bipolar. I'm like, who? I go, there's no way you're a doctor.
There's no way that was a doctor. Union
and he
Square.
Gave me, and I, oh my God.
Doctors don't belong in Union Square. Union Square is for Panera Bread.
Union Square is River Narrowbread and Barnes and Noble.
Yes.
And Joe and the Juice.
Don't you love... Oh, I love that spicy tuna. But you know what I love when a phrase like Barnes and Noble, you even forget what it is. It's two people coming together.
I know.
Both Barnes and Noble.
With just a love of the written word.
And it becomes Barnes and Noble.
Barnes and Noble over coffee. When Barnes was like, you know what I'm like obsessed with? Noble goes, what? Honestly, lately, the written word. Wait, that's so funny because I'm going through such a thing with that too. Yeah. We should do something with
that. It's open a big green store.
But you know what I have to say?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, by all means. Because, like, okay, I love the energy inside most Barnes and Nobles. I find it so safe and like it's such when you're in a Barnes and Noble, you're living in abundance.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know what Barnes and Noble makes you live in a place of scarcity? I can't explain it. The energy inside the Barnes and Noble at
the Grove.
No, the Grove East. Really like, what is the other Grove called again?
Oh, the Americana?
Yes.
I love the Americana.
Me too, but that Barnes & Noble,
it's dark.
You walk in, you're like, I don't believe in
you. You see, that's so crazy. Get a good look.
You walk into the Americana Barnes & Noble.
No one who listens to this podcast ever would want to see my pussy.
You walk into most Barnes & Nobles and you're like, humanity is inherently good. You walk into the Americana Barnes & Noble, you're like, humanity is inherently bad.
Interesting.
They're very different.
Yeah.
I'm an Americana girl.
I like the Americana. I used to love the Grove when I was here in the spring, but now I haven't been there since.
He loves the Grove in the spring.
Yeah. In the spring only.
But now it's the spring again.
Now you can go back.
What's your favorite season?
What is your favorite
summer.
Season?
Summer.
Yeah, summer. That makes sense for you.
I have like bumpy arms and they go away in the summer. Oh, so I love that.
What do you mean bumpy arms?
I have like little like keratosis. See, these are like baby bumps. They like go away in the sun.
I don't, but
do you get tan?
Your journey.
Do I get tan? Yeah. I have rosacea too, so I get red for a while and then That's I get so tan. Good. You get tan.
Well, I like went through a phase of being like, I'm gonna be tan probably like 6 months ago, but I think I'm over it.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with.
It is exhausting.
Yeah, it's hard.
The mitt, it's
like,
it's like
a lot.
It's ridiculous.
I look so much better with it though.
Yeah, that's why it's addictive.
Oh my god,
I'm hot with the tan.
I looked so good in Greece 2 years ago. Shout out to me. Shout out to my younger self. But I'm happier now than I was then, and thank God for that. Now, so now you're doing the work. You're looking for a therapist. You're doing Artist Way. You're in LA. You're single.
Ready to mingle.
Do you go on dates, and how do you get them?
I go on dates. Yeah. I feel like not so much on apps. I've done a little like Instagram.
I was gonna say, is Instagram your app?
Instagram's my app.
Yeah.
Or like IRL.
Yeah.
Who's your biggest celebrity crush?
Like Colin Farrell.
Oh my
really?
God.
Yeah, like young Colin Farrell.
He never quite did it for me.
Oh,
really?
He's just everything. Like the Irish accent works.
I love Irish and Scottish.
It works on me. Yeah,
me too.
They're hot.
You know what? You know what works on me sometimes? Cartoon porn. It works on me sometimes.
Really?
I get it.
That's so interesting. I never knew that about you.
I know. I don't seek it out, but sometimes it comes to you.
No, I kind of had a cartoon porn era.
And then you're like, this is working on me. Like, how could it not?
You know what cartoon porn was? Remember the cartoon porn in Kill Bill Vol. 1?
I tried to watch that in the darkest...
In Kill Bill Vol. 1.
The darkest period of my life. I'm at home drinking a martini alone watching Kill Bill. I'm like, I hate this. It's the darkest time in my life.
I have unfinished business.
Oh, God. That's it. The pandemic was me being literally blackout with my parents in the living room. I'm like, this is so bad. Like, I would literally just, like, drink until I could fall asleep and then wake up and do it again and be like, this is reality.
Oh, my God.
I was unwell during the pandemic.
He looks at me. Wow. Look at us now.
Look at us now. We're thriving.
And so who do you want to be? What's your dream?
Speaking of Barnes & Noble, I think I want to be Barnes.
Give them each their due.
No, I want to be, like, I want to be like Jeanette McCurdy.
Oh my God, how good was her book?
Her book was one of the best books. Her and Molly Shannon's book are top tier.
You need to read
Molly Shannon's. It's amazing. But I want to be like Jeanette McCurdy. I want to go missing for a little bit and then like just show up with a New York Times bestseller and a Q&A at Barnes & Noble in the Grove.
I know.
It's going
to
be wonderful.
We have to address, like, if we're going to talk about Jeanette, did you watch Q&A's?
Yes.
Oh my God.
So dark.
That is
so
one of the
disturbing.
Most upsetting things I've ever seen.
It's so horrible.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
You see, I remember, like, they said all the people that, like, well, whatever. When, like,
yes,
I people who, like, wrote the letters being like, he must have been very tempted.
Oh,
like, what?
That was wild.
That was the scariest part.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it was all harrowing.
It was all harrowing.
That was upsetting, though.
Yeah.
That,
it's so,
God,
like,
it was so gross.
No, just like I'm so sad about Amanda Bynes.
She was literally one of the stars of like she. I want her to have a comeback tour. I want her to be well. I believe in her. Too. I love her so much.
Wasn't she gonna like start a podcast or something?
I think she has one.
Oh, cool.
She did one episode, and I think she was like, "I'm over it."
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's she just passed her nail exam though. I saw on TikTok.
Nails?
Like she's gonna, nail tech? Yeah, okay. She's a nail tech.
I would go to her.
We have to go to her and get her on the pod.
Do a three-way manicure.
I love her so much.
No, she's like such an influence on me. Like when I was little, like my friends and I would just die. Like there was nothing.
Well, you know who I thought was the funniest person on the planet? Was that girl Katrina, and she's all that, and she was like in the thing.
Oh, that was sad.
Yes. And she said, like, and I remember being like nine, being like, they're trying to replace Katrina with Amanda just because Katrina got older. Like, wow. I remember saying that to my brother, and then she was like, they tried to replace me with Amanda because I got older. And I was like, Katrina, I've known that for 20 years.
I see you.
26 years.
I stand Katrina.
Yeah, that was wild.
God, that was dark.
Oh my God.
Anyways,
so that's what I want to be.
That's a good one to be.
You have a book.
I do.
Your poetry book. I've read it. It's really good.
Check it out, guys. Thank you so much.
It's really good. Yeah, we all three need to have a book.
I'm supposed to be writing a book and I can't do it.
Really?
I'm really struggling.
I think that's what every person who's written a book has felt.
It does feel chic to be like, I have writer's block for my book.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But like, I can't do it.
Well, I think what's hard is you're writing all day.
Yeah, you're also writing
on
a show.
I think that I'm too discerning about, I think I'm too self-critical. And
I told you I finally read the essays you sent me and they're so good.
I hate them now.
I want to read them.
That's part of it. They're so bad. My favorite.
I only like the baseball one now. I don't like the other one.
I love the thing you sent me a while ago where you're like talking about coming out to your mom.
That was the proposal.
It's really good.
Oh, you like have a full blown proposal.
I like have a book deal, but like
what
I'm
are you
not.
Doing?
But since I've since getting
I'll
the
be
book
your
deal,
ghostwriter.
Yeah. You and Jeanette can work together.
Yeah, Jeanette can workshop it together.
Since getting like the deal, I've not been able to write. But like when I have done that kind of writing, it's never been for a book.
It's for the love of the game.
And I'm too, like, in my head about it.
No, I get that.
It's part of the problem.
It's difficult. It's but you really have to just...
You have to do it, though,
yeah,
when you're ready.
Sit down more.
I fully believe in, like... Do you believe in this or not? Like, I believe, like, I'm a vessel, and, like, creativity comes through
me. Artist way.
Artist way to not create.
Yeah, and then sometimes I'm not coming, and that's okay. Like,
and to not create is self-will, artist way.
Right.
To not create is self-will.
But God's
like
will
naturally, we should be creating.
God's will is all you create. But you're taking your
creating
will back
is
from
so
God.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
I feel like I have to be when the few things that I actually got down on paper and done and sold, I have to want to do it. I can't be like one of those people like I'm gonna write 2 pages a day and then I'm like I have to be inspired and then I'll just finish it in a week and it'll be horrible, but I'll have it all done.
I have to feel excited about it. And the other thing that's tricky is like sometimes I'm like, well, I'm also trying to do TV stuff, so I'm like,
yeah.
I have to really pick one dragon at a time to slay, or else it gets too overwhelming to me. I get overwhelmed so easily.
And then you have to like also like
write
tape
that movie with Ryder.
Yeah, with Phoebe.
I love him so much.
Phoebe's back.
Phoebe's back. Yeah, we wrote
that.
Fun. Yeah, I mean, we wrote that in a weekend. We were just we got really high and just wrote a script in a weekend together and slept over and somehow sold it like the first week of the pandemic. It was
wild.
Yeah,
heaven on earth.
I do think like that's. I love that, like, college-y all-nighter vibe.
Me too. That's my way of working, I think. So maybe we should just, like,
we're going to get our three-way manicure.
Yeah.
And lay out a script.
Amanda Bynes will come with us to do our nails, like, in between.
We should write her comeback.
We have to. You need to put her in something.
Of course.
You know what? I mean, your best moment of all time.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my audition tape. That is my best moment of all time. That's my best acting role.
It's so funny.
That was so funny.
Yeah.
And it was just like the universe collided in that moment to like bring everyone joy.
Yeah. I cannot believe that blew up the way that it did.
Oh God, where did it blow up? On TikTok?
I posted on Instagram and Twitter.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
As the Amy Sherman Palladino of my time, that would mean so much to
me. You guys are Amy Sherman Palladino.
We're so Amy Sherman.
Together, you guys are so. I can't listen to your podcast at anything. I usually listen like 1.5, 2% speed, but you guys are like cracked out.
We're very Lauren and Alexis.
Yes.
I know.
You're Alexis.
Yeah, you're the baby. I know.
It was so funny because I'm old and you're young.
And that's why it's so funny.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not even on my Ritalin anymore.
You're not on your Ritalin anymore.
I kind of only took it for like sporadically at night when I was going out for like 2 years.
I wish I could be on
at the peak of my pandemic drinking. I was also popping the Ritalin.
We all were.
Yeah, right?
We all were.
But now, you know, it's hard. It became hard to get. Then I go, I actually don't think I have ADHD and I should just like move on.
I think everyone has it. Like, yeah. You know,
I have something bad, but everyone always is
something bad.
I love like the new thing on TikTok is like, or like Instagram. It's like, by the way, when you're not doing your work and not answering your emails and like you're not doing all the things you're supposed to do, it's a trauma response.
Oh,
I was like, procrastination is a trauma response.
I know.
It's all I do is like a procrastination.
Respond to trauma. It's now, so do we have a crush of the week?
Yeah. Crush of the week.
Mine will be the baby owls and one parent Daryl near the Silver Lake Reservoir.
The what?
The baby owls.
Oh, cute.
And the triplet,
that's so pure.
The famous triplet owls. The famous triplets.
There are famous triplets.
Yeah.
The owls.
Or their triplets are close in age.
Oh my God.
Because they're about the same size. And then there's one parent. And depending on the gender roles of the owls in general, which I don't know, it's either the mom or the dad.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't know who's generally.
So you want the whole family?
I don't know who generally. Yeah, I want the whole fam.
Do you know yours?
Did I Colin Farrell, young Colin Farrell?
That's just fun.
Tied with like Kiki Dunst.
I love that.
Oh my God.
So
she's
hot.
Having like, she's very quotable right now. I keep seeing people posting her quotes.
Her quotes are so good. Like, everything's bad.
Yeah.
And I don't want to audition for anything or don't want to read anything because 99% of everything
that
sucks.
Was,
yeah.
Kind of true.
Oh, that was queen behavior.
Queen behavior.
Dude, that was queen behavior. my crush. I mean, God.
Me.
What am I liking?
Me.
Yeah. No, literally.
Literally me.
Crush. And I really, you know, the fridge today looked so beautiful.
It was stunning, the assortment
of stuff. Because
color coordinated?
You just don't see that a lot. And
it harkens back to MTV Cribs.
Yeah. Oh my God. And if I could paint a picture for y'all, I open the fridge and there's every soda under the sun lined up in rows.
And
they're facing perfectly labels. my new album, my new EP,
that's
perfectly
the
labels.
Caption of the episode.
Perfectly labels.
Yeah.
So the fridge at the HeadGum Studio is my crush of the week. And also, I had an amazing, last thing I'll say in my life, I had such an exquisite corn ravioli last night. I was mixing up ravioli and tortellini, which I could not do on air. But it was Rav.
Where'd you get it from?
Toyota Rav4. I got it from the wedding I went to. you have to go to this wedding.
Check out
this wedding. It was so chic. The corn, it was like almost like, I won't get into it. You just have to be there. Go check out the wedding I was at, and I'll let you guys know. Do you guys feel hot today?
I feel hot.
I don't.
Yeah, you are glow.
Yeah,
I'm like
glow.
A little botched from
a
the facial.
Who's your facialist?
I go to a couple people. I go to this girl named Joanne Czech, who's this gorgeous Polish woman who just beats her face up.
Yeah. That's what I like.
You need to go to her. She just like
wake me up.
Wake me up. One of the best pop songs of the last 15
years. Yeah. Okay. We will get back to Cole because I have to pick.
You have to get back to him.
I really like Glamorous.
Glamorous
is like the best song of all time.
London Bridge is pretty.
Yeah. Oh, and your favorite, Stick With You.
I got on your car crush to Stick With You.
To the Pussycat Dolls?
I was senior year. I was driving to
driving a driving to senior year.
Poker night. I was driving to a senior year poker night with the boys. Stick With You came on. I was pretending I was singing it. I smashed into the car in front of me.
Stop.
Anybody gonna make me feel this way? Glass shattering. I'm gonna stick with you. Car rolling over. I'm gonna stick with you forever. My head's like going up. I'm gonna stick with you. You know how to put you. You're my friend of me, Bobby. I'm off a cliff. I got in a car crash to Stick With You.
Yes.
And it was my fault. The car crash was my fault. And it was to a European man named Yanni.
Please.
He didn't want to get any. He didn't want the police involved because we suspected he was with a mistress.
Yeah. Oh,
and he
didn't
want it.
You sound really good today, by the way.
What?
You sound really good today.
Like my voice.
Your register. Your higher register is really, really pingy today.
I just keep seeing you upside down to Stick With You.
You're
floating in there.
You're like underwater, banging, trying to get the car under the bridge.
That's so good.
Succession core.
Yeah. I love that.
My hair looks good. We can admit that.
Yeah.
And I
love that dress.
I know.
And you know. That I love that.
Yeah. For a girl who's hungover, swollen, full of corn ravioli, it's going pretty well.
Was there good food at the wedding?
It was corn ravioli.
Let me tell you this. I can't wait
to get married.
But don't you think a wedding will give you a headache? Don't you worry a wedding will give you a headache?
Yeah, I have to be like really stable and happy in my career.
I worry a wedding would give me a headache.
Yeah, or even me a headache.
Yeah.
I have to be happy in my career so I can devote the time to something as, no offense, stupid as planning a wedding. Everyone's mad at me.
Are you mad at me, Lucas Gage?
I'm a little
peeved.
I'm not mad at you, but I was a little upset when I saw your Air One that one time, I have to say. Wait. I feel like you're really kind of playing hard to get with me.
What?
Yeah.
No, what? No, you're not serious.
No, I'm kidding.
You're so
but
serious.
I did feel like there was that moment where I was like, do I like bother him? And
no,
you know what I mean?
Do you
like,
know what it was? Like,
tell me.
I was like dating someone at the time. I was visiting LA and I was staying with that person and they had just picked me up from the airport and I didn't know the person that well. So I was kind of like in a place of like,
wait,
how do
he picked you up from the airport?
Yeah. And then we went straight
calling
to
back.
We went straight to Erewhon. And then I saw you and we'd never met in person. That's you were with your partner who I'd never met. It was I was just like.
And like a wild husky puppy that was just like.
I still have a wild husky puppy? Okay.
No,
So I probably was just like sensory overload. Like, how do I behave in this moment?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I kind of felt the same.
Yeah.
It's kind of that feeling you have when. Because you're really famous and stuff, but like when you go to like parties and there's like really famous people that you've watched on TV and you think that you know them.
Oh,
hey, totally.
Do you have that?
I remember years ago I saw Alana Glazer on the street and I was like, I've never met her before. I was just like, crazy.
I've done that to Brooke Shields. I was at a party. God. I was at a dinner with her and I was like, Brooke! And she was like, who the fuck are you?
But they're
like,
probably used to that.
I think they're used to
it. Especially on the street, like.
Yeah.
Just fully like, I love
that
dinner.
You really do think that you know them, though.
Yeah. I do.
Now you do. Now you do.
I did my famous thing of starting going on Grindr, which like I just shouldn't do. It's not good for me.
How often do you get recognized on Grindr?
If I do get recognized, I immediately block.
Got it.
But I was going to someone's home and like. I did the famous thing where I started hooking up and was like not into it and then was like, I have anxiety, I have to leave. But on my way in, part of I think what it was is like on my way
anxiety, have to
on my way in, like there was a girl walking her dog and she and like the guy came out to meet me. And as I'm going to meet him, this girl walking, I was like, I love your podcast. And then the guy's like, what did that guy say? What did that girl say? And I was like, oh, I have a podcast.
No.
And it just like wasn't a good start. Like, and it actually was bad because then like we did start hooking up and I just was like, something about that too. Because then he was like asking about the podcast. I was like,
Mid-fuck? Mid-fuck, he was asking about the podcast?
No. Like, by the way, do you think you're gay?
Do you think you're gay? I think you're gay. No, we didn't start. We had started like making out. It was all good. He was really hot.
It was all good. We're good.
We like had briefly started like, mom, don't listen. I had like started going down on him. And then I just was like, I can't do it.
Picture your mom taking out her AirPods.
Okay. And happy they're done now.
Oh, okay.
So then I was like, I gotta go. So, and then he was doing this thing that I do think. Because it honestly happens to me. Like, I shouldn't go on Grindr because, like, I just don't like it. And I don't, like, when I'm there, it suddenly is, it's, if the vibe is off, like, I can't do it.
Right.
So, like, so then he was doing this thing where he was kind of, like, acting like he deserved a medal for being like, yeah, you don't obviously have to. Like, you don't have to do anything you don't want. You can
like,
say no
I totally
anytime.
Respect your boundaries.
That was okay. But then it was almost like he thought I was going to change my mind then. And I was like.
Right. Yeah. Well,
you're like, wait, I'm down.
Oh, one of my favorite jokes of all time. No. Did you see Richard Perez's show?
I did.
I was dying when he, like, our friend Richard does his show, and then he's the thing where he's, like, miming, making out with someone. Everything he does, he goes,
I opened for him.
That's so fun.
Yeah, he's so fun.
Wait, it reminds me of one of my favorite jokes Jacqueline Novak has about, like, handling a breakup so well.
Yeah.
That, like, they want you back.
Yes.
It's so real. Like,
got her show.
So good.
With like one of the best.
Genie in a Bottle.
Really? So good.
It's on Netflix.com.
I know. I better watch it on Netflix.com.
You better work, bitch.
You.
Need a Maserati.
Caper Lance.
I haven't seen Kate's either.
Kate's is so fucking so good.
You better work, bitch. Okay. Are you mad at me?
No, are you mad at me?
No. Are you mad at me?
Not at all.
Oh my God.
Not at all.
I'm glad we unpacked the Erewhon moment.
Yeah, no, me too.
I was like, I just landed in LA. This person's taking me to Erewhon. I'm seeing Lucas Gage and his partner. Like, I was like, I'm in LA for sure.
Location tag.
Marked myself safe.
Marked safe from being in LA. Oh my God. Thank you so much for coming on in person.
God, please.
And especially on a Sunday when you've had
such a gorgeous facial.
When you had
a
your night with Tony, what's his name? Tony.
Tony Brown.
Tony Maguire.
Tony Braxton.
Tony Maguire.
Tony Maguire. Tony Soprano.
Thank you. I'm also just happy to be here, and I can't wait to check in at my Barnes and Noble. We do a live taping.
Miss McCreary.
When you ghostwrite Pat's book.
Yeah.
I want to do the forward.
I'm Brittany in that way. Like, yeah. But everyone's like, she didn't write this.
There's no way. There's no way.
I love Michelle Williams' reading of it, though.
That was wild.
I have to listen.
That was like such a funny minute on the internet.
Yeah, it was.
It was 1 minute long, that moment. Anyways. We're not mad at you if you care.
Are you mad at me?
Never. Shout out to Cole.
Shout out to Cole.
We love you, Cole.
Who's literally keeping.
He said he really needs to be. Shout out to Mama Unfollow.
I hope he gets some.
He wants to be a Make-A-Wish Foundation guest on here.
He has to.
I think he needs to.
We'd be more than happy to have him on the pod.
Yeah. It's his only wish.
Is he based in Los Angeles?
He is now in a facility in Arizona, but he's moving to LA when he gets out.
Okay, cool.
So, his gift for graduating rehab and being sober should be being on this podcast.
Yeah, well, if you can get sober, you can get out.
Court ordered. We drug tested him before we start.
Me and Kat are blacked out from the night before.
No, literally, you sober. Oh my God. Okay, love you guys, and always be real.
Seek Treatment is a production of HeadGum Studios. Our associate producer is Ali Khan. Our producer is Tevi Kaunitz. Our executive producer is Emma Foley. The show is edited, mixed, and mastered by Rochelle Chen. The show art is created by Carly Jean Andrews.
Subscribe and check out new episodes on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Love.
Love.
If you just can't take a hit, we'll seek treatment. With Kat and Pat.
That was a HeadGum podcast.